Lionel Richie and All Night Long, starting us off here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 2nd of October. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right, yeah. Thanks very much.
Are you chilly or anything?
Yeah. It was that time. It was the day where I had to change the shower settings for hot or hotter water.
No way.
Yeah,
you know. Actually, that's funny. I did exactly the same thing.
There you go.
Got in and went, oh God, that's a bit. I nudged it up.
There you go. And I haven't touched that since April or March or something, maybe. February, maybe.
God, that's weird.
Greg is getting in today and it was like, woo.
Greg's reckoning it's very close to frost. Imagine saying that.
I think he might have a point. As much as I hate him, the fact that he's bringing it up, and I prefer a sort of collective denial than anything else.
Mm.
I think he's got a point. It is close to frost.
Bit of weather concern on the old WhatsApp. JP and English Ian reckon it might be the calm before the storm.
Yeah, well,
Lorenzo is coming.
I think what we're going to have later on today, I do believe, Alan himself, Mr. Carlo Weather.
No way.
Yeah, I think he's going to come on and he's going to give us the who's who and the what not of it all. Because let's face it, Mid Éireann, they have all the equipment and the fancy folks and all, but too many kooks can't predict a cake. And
it's Carlo, like you always say about Ireland, you know what I mean? The way we're the only place with a celebrity mattress salesman.
Yeah.
And the only place with a celebrity solicitors and... And we've celebrity weathermen.
We now have celebrity weathermen, yeah. Well, I suppose that's going back a little bit further, but we have one standout weatherman.
Kinger started it, didn't he?
He did, yeah. By not doing the weather,
By doing photographs.
Oh, stay! Whoa! I'll tell you what the weather's going to be like as soon as you see this picture of Abby!
Scorgio!
Hey, look at that! There's a picture of a swan's arse. I'm going to show that to you. You know. But Alan is he's the man. He's the man. So he's going to put us right later on.
Right, we'll chat to him later on. So who else on the WhatsApp? Morning, gentlemen. From who's this from? How are you this morning? Who was that from? See, when they don't... Aaron. Aaron, how's it going? Stick the old name on it. Just makes it easier. That way I don't have to do me...
He does.
Hetty Waintrop investigates.
Jim's a real... He's a bit like... You know what I mean? He goes a bit private eye if he sees sees a message with no name in it. He starts digging deep, so he does.
There's Amanda. Amanda, who we shall ever... we're going to refer to Amanda from here on in as the nerve of Amanda.
The nerve?
The nerve of Amanda.
Yeah.
Referring to her sciatica.
Oh, that's right. I remember now, yeah.
The nerve of her. Who else? There's Margaret in Fermoy, of course. Oh, look, that's a long one today. What's all that about? Head colds and sore throats.
Oh, jeepers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, get it all into you. Get dosed up. Do what you can. Get the vitamins. You know, whatever else you need for them.
Get it into you, Cynthia.
Yeah, snorting the Lemsip off the countertop or whatever it is you need to do.
Right, it must be a sick household there in Fermoy. Should put a cordoned off that area.
Fermoy. Do you know what there is in Fermoy? Go and treat yourself later on. Get yourself a nice big McDonald's. There you go.
Is that what you know of Fermoy? It's got a big McDonald's.
There's a tremendous service station McDonald's in Fermoy, so there is.
A service station McDonald's?
There is. A tremendous one.
Wow.
Tremendous, yeah. It's my favourite haunt. On my many, I was going to say jovelings, but that's not a word at all.
I like it though.
On my many jovelings to Cork, it is one of my favourites.
I'd have never taken you as a McDonald's person. I was just going to say, you're a bit of a health freak.
I never buy anything of it.
You just go in and wallow in the reflected glory of Ronald McDonald.
I look at the people of Fermoy and I go, fair play to you. Fair play to you. Grab myself a salad box and head off to the car with a misery in my face.
Antoinette's been on. Morning, gents. Can't wait for Eric, a real League of Ireland supporter. Oh!
He is.
Unbelievable. What a jab that is.
That's all right. I can take it. I'll always be second string bowman to Eric, in fairness.
And to be fair, it is worth waiting for. Eric and Dustin with us probably after 8 this morning. And it is worth waiting for, to be honest. Anyway, Trish and Lusk, morning to you. Happy hump day to you, Jay and the Mun. Jay of the Mun signing in there this morning. Happy hump day, lads. Jim, instead of one turkey in the studio, you'll have two there today, says Gareth Limerick.
What does that mean?
I couldn't possibly comment. I don't know what that means.
Sounds like there might be an insult there.
No.
He's talking about Christmas, isn't he?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
It's like it's Halloween, you tick.
There looked Phil I Am. It's ages since we heard from Phil I Am. Hang on a second. Is this the right? I'm sitting listening to the show in Newcastle International Airport about to fly out to Malaga.
Oh, good for you.
To surprise my parents who are on holiday there. Love the show. The show your radio was made for.
That's a very good slogan, isn't it?
Yeah, giving us our own slogan.
It's a very good slogan.
Phil Iams
think
a
we
natural.
Should swipe that. Sure, he's over in Newcastle. He can't.
He'll never know.
We won't. Yeah,
he'll never
it's not
know.
Like he listens all the time or
mind
anything.
Mind you, that's
the show your radio is made for. That's a very good slogan.
I like it, Phil.
Like that.
Come here, though. That's your worst nightmare.
Which?
He's about to fly out and surprise his parents. Imagine you being on holiday and somebody flew out to surprise you.
Yeah. See,
you'd literally never speak to them again.
What are you talking? Do you have any idea how much money I spent just to get away from you? Yeah, I know, yeah. But I guess his parents are...
They probably like him,
to be fair. They're probably nicer people than me. Let's be honest. You know, they probably are.
Enjoy it, Phil. Enjoy it. Lara Barr checking in. Frosty morning in Kildare, apparently, from somebody else who's trying to remain incognito.
Oh,
Martin Lally.
The change is unbelievable.
Morning, lads. Who's this from? I had to defrost the car this morning in Ratholde, says Sharon.
In Ratholde? Ratholde. Sure, that's practically fingerless.
Yeah. Only out the road.
Jim.
No, but I'm in Roundwood now.
Same thing. Your people, Jim.
Me people, yeah.
Your people are freezing.
I should go back and look after them.
Your people are freezing. Oh my God.
I'll be back.
I tell you this.
I was out there yesterday, actually.
Were you?
Yeah, yeah. Met the lads for a bit of lunch there yesterday.
Oh, good stuff, yeah. Where'd you go, actually? Tell us, was it McDonald's?
No, I tell you, we ended up in Eddie Rockets in Charlestown there.
Same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Posh Donald's.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
bloody expensive Donald's is what it is.
They don't call it empty pockets for no reason, right?
Anyway, listen, there's loads of WhatsApps. We will get through them as the morning goes on. 087-188-0008 on the old WhatsApp. A birthday's on the way. Stick around. Here are Classic Hits. Yeah, George Michael, Freedom 90. Here are Classic Hits. It's 18 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock. Not a child in the house washed. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. We're about to do the birthdays. We'll never get through all of these, man.
Never.
Loads of them.
Right, good stuff. Well, I
even have a load of spares.
Oh, God. It's not often that happens now.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I'm still burned from yesterday.
You were so close.
I was so very close yesterday.
Yeah. Because you've never done two in 1 week, have you? Two.
No, that's never happened.
Yeah.
And I tell you something, what an incredible start that almost was.
Yeah. Right, okay, well, we give it a go then. Okay.
Get stuck in.
Stand by your beds, missus. Right? Because this bloke's birthday today.
I'm not an expert in tantric yoga at all. But what I know of it and what I appreciate about it is that everything we do, eating, walking, breathing, having sex, is an opportunity to give thanks for the miracle of life that we have. Sex, I mean, it's fantastic. It's great fun. And it has this cosmic significance. I mean, we shouldn't take it for granted.
Cosmic significance.
Cosmic significance.
There you go. So when, you know what I mean? When you're having adult playtime.
Yeah.
Cosmic significance. Just remember that.
He's an awful Aegis, isn't he? Like, he really is an awful Aegis.
Sting's birthday.
I think I know what age he is.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because one of my favourite movies is a film called Quadrophenia.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yesterday, I was reading an article about... it being its 40th anniversary. And they were talking about how much they all on the set thought Sting was an utter cretin. Right?
Because he was into the tantric sex?
This is long before any of that.
Oh, right.
He was generally just a bit of a cretin. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, right, okay.
And he was only a teenager at the time.
Right.
So he's either 67 or 68.
Right.
Or maybe... Hold on. No, he's either 68 or 69.
Right. Sorry, I don't know why I'm chuckling about 69.
Yeah. He's either 68 or he's 69.
My God, so this could be at a blistering start.
I think it was... I'm going to go... Oh, jeepers. 50-50 is an awful place to be, Jim.
Do you want to ask the audience?
No,
do
never mind.
Do you want to
phone
a friend?
No, they're liars. Don't go near any of them. When have you ever got anything helpful out of a friend? I'll go with 68.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah! Oh,
68. Look at that.
Get
straight
out
in.
Don't come back no
more. Oh my
God.
When your mojo comes back, it comes back with a vengeance.
There you go.
And there's me thinking we were just going to have a big conversation about tantric sex, and you're straight in with
answer. Straight in. With the tantric birthday.
Keep it.
The birthday that goes on forever. That's like, in fairness, that's like my own birthday, in fairness.
Oh, I thought isn't you it? Meant it was like tantric sex. Goes on for hours. Your birthday?
Yeah, it's a tantric birthday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it
does. Comes up for the whole month.
And the rest.
Yeah, yeah, but there
right,
you go.
Right, so look at that for a flyer. Oh, my God. Right, okay. The other, then, this could be a very
good day.
That was
jammy now for me because that article was only in the paper. It was either Sunday or Monday it was in it.
Because there's a few here that are, like, people you know, like, as in personally.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Like, the next one's Keith Barry.
Keith Barry!
Yeah, who I've listed as mentor.
He is, yeah, yeah. Mentler and mentler, mentalist and heavy metalist or something like that. Yeah, whoa. I know. More he's just terrific. Had his own series on the, yeah, he's done, he's been in with us a few times.
Absolutely, been in here many a time.
He's Waterford, he's a good man, bloke, or Wexford, yeah, man. He's one of them, isn't he? He's a sunny southeasterner anyway.
He's a good bloke, Keith, isn't he?
He is a nice fella.
I like him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's decent old skin, so he is.
Yeah, very down to earth fella.
For a weirdo, like. You know, for a fella who can like bend metal with his mind and all.
I mean, he's not into tantric sex or anything, but you know what I mean?
Don't know why.
Still a bit unusual.
He might be into, he might be. I have to say, his live show that I went to, remember he gave us tickets? Yeah. For the he was in, he said, here, if you want to go. And I headed along. I have to say, it was very, very good.
It is very good. Like, I think he's very underrated.
I think he's
there with, you know what I mean? He just, I don't know if he's had the, oh no, in fairness, he's had stuff in America.
He has. He's done shows in America and he was on the UTV show and all of that.
Yeah.
Very good. So, Waterford Mentler, Keith Barry, is 43.
Yes! Oh my god!
Oh, we're there! Look at this!
This is ridiculous!
Look at this! Look at this! I'm practically doing a key parry myself!
Unbelievable!
I'm reading your mind! Jim.
This is mad because you've literally two out of two. This could be the first time you ever got three in a row.
Oh wow! Come on!
I mean, there's literally millions more to choose from.
Well, yeah, let's get stuck in. Stop trying to distract me with your mind and thoughts and all talking and
the
all.
The next person is another person you know. Right?
Right?
Vogue Williams.
Vogue, I know Vogue!
Yeah. I mean, you actually know her, like. Because I know you've mentioned her in the past, you've encountered her, you've hung out with her.
Yeah, she did a pilot TV show for me years ago.
That's what I'm saying. This could be the first time ever you got three in an actual row.
Happy birthday, Vogue. She married a millionaire horse, he said, Chelsea, man. To think there was a time when I was going to ask her out once, what a dick I was.
Right, well, I mean, you're in Dunleary now. You've been in the yacht club.
Yeah.
Okay, you were thrown out of it, but you got into it. Yeah. That's not bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's good going. You go out in a boat.
It's not. I don't think it's what
okay,
she's
you have to wear
a
fisherman
for.
Friend's outfit, but you know what I mean?
Excuse me. The fisherman's friend's outfit. Unbelievable. I tell you something. Don't you dare slag my yellow wellies.
So, like, I mean, you know, you could have been in with a shout there.
Yeah, I think we both know you're just...
Because Chelsea is the Dunleary of... London. Well, maybe it's more the doggy, but you know what I mean? It's not far away.
In a weird way, he's being passive aggressive and more than kind at the same time, which is an incredible thing to be able to pull off. Let's be honest about it.
And of course, she's a DJ, so you would have had a shared interest.
She's a DJ, and what is it she did? She's a quantity surveyor.
Is she?
That's what she did in college, yeah.
Quantity surveying?
Yeah.
And then went on to become a model and a DJ.
And just a general rich person who flies around on a jet.
A general it girl.
Yeah, it's just
incredible.
Right, what
right, this is it. People, stand by your beds. This could be the first time ever. Three in an actual row. Go for it, PJ. How old is Vogue Williams?
She's the tail end of the 30s. I'm going to stick her in at a 38.
No, she's 34. You took all the drama out of that.
Oh, she is. I thought she was holding that. Oh, my God. I would have made a plonk around myself there.
Right, I tell you what I'm going to do, right? Because the dramatic music is going.
Right.
I'm going to keep everybody in suspense.
Good.
This will be continued.
Good, because I obviously need to wash out my abilities there.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, Tara. 6:33. You're looking forward to Lorenzo, are you?
Oh, you know me. I love a good weather.
I know you do.
Do you know something?
You're like the Wicked Witch, the way you look forward to this stuff coming in.
Lovely.
Mike was just saying earlier on, we do. We love a good old.
We do.
We must be one of the only countries that looks forward to a good old storm.
Yeah.
It's like the drama of it.
Yeah.
It's like a TV show for us.
I'd say in all the places I've been, Greece actually recently, they're rather fixated by the weather as well, because obviously out of the islands and the trauma when
course.
The ferries don't run like on a Saturday morning.
Gee, I never thought of that.
And New Zealand, again, absolutely fixated. Two islands stuck in the middle of nowhere with no one else around them, and they're also equally fixated with the weather.
So is that what it is?
They have celebrity weather people like King and R. Allen from Garlow Weather.
Wow.
So it's a real island nation
phenomenon.
It's an
island thing, I think, yeah.
That's gas, isn't it?
Yeah, but then you know me, I have to bring it up a couple of notches again.
Absolutely.
I'm like only short of selling popcorn now and you know, I was thinking of setting up...
Get your Lorenzo t-shirts.
Yeah.
I was thinking of setting up like a live cam from my back fence in my garden. Just to see, does it, you know, I mean, Ophelia...
Are you on the coast, are you?
I'm not far from it, yeah. Only like
a
mile. Sure,
what am I saying? So, PJ, you're right in the coast.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'll get a bird. I don't know why I was going to say a bird's eye view. Well, although you're up quite high,
well,
I suppose.
Am up
out
high
there.
Enough, yeah. Yeah, the safety.
When Lorenzo hits.
When Lorenzo comes in. If he comes in, we have to. Is it official now? We have to talk to Alan later.
Well, I mean, obviously, first thing this morning, I'm on Twitter looking at what Alan has been doing for the couple of hours while I'm in bed. He was posting on Twitter up to midnight last night. You're going to talk to him, I think, later on this morning.
Yeah.
He'll tell you from the horse's mouth. But he's saying that there's still a couple of possibilities of how its trajectory will. But it looks like it is. We're definitely going to feel the effects of it, whether that's full on right across the country or whether that's just getting a whip of the tail. But it looks like definitely.
So basically, your merchandise is safe.
Yeah.
Your Storm Lorenzo t-shirts and hats and, various other. Kind of.
I may have invested in, like, you know, pink sequin Stetsons at the time that Garth Brooks had his failed attempt. So I have to rebrand them. So every Storm name that's coming.
So now it says, "Kiss me quick, Lorenzo's coming."
Oh, wait, is it? When Storm Garth hits, well, you see the swag she has for that.
I tell you, ready to roll. Yeah, Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Elvis ahead of that with JXL. A little less conversation. Your Get Up and Go song on this Wednesday, 2nd of October. It's just coming up on what? 17 minutes away from 7?
Yeah, 7.
A bit of mental arithmetic there.
That's some proper mentalist.
You better believe it.
Right, come on. You have to go. You have me on tenterhooks here.
I know.
You're leaving me hanging on with my fingernails.
It's a very significant day. Literally, PJ got two in a row on the birthdays. Okay, he messed up on Vogue Williams. But I think he was. I think he was still getting over the rejection.
There was never any rejection. Oh, stop trying to troll me before the big moment.
Right. So literally, we're straight in with the dramatic music, and there's, I mean, potentially there's still loads of birthdays. So we better get stuck in. Right. We're about to play this bloke's a song from this bloke. Literally, the next song we play is from this bloke because it's Phil Oakey's birthday today.
Phil Oakey, right? Okay, Mr.
Mr. Human League.
Talking heads. Yeah. Oh, it's going well.
This is going to go.
This is going well.
Who, of course, played at Forever Young? Headlined at Forever Young on the Saturday night.
Can't remember.
Right.
The last night, whatever that one was. Because it was Somerville did the first, he wasn't it?
No, he was on the same time as Jimmy Somerville. Not the same time, he was on the same day as Jimmy Somerville, yeah.
Right.
Wasn't as good as Jimmy Somerville, but there you go.
Nobody is.
Phil Oakey of the Human League fame and, you know, about to play together in Electric Dreams now in a minute.
Right.
What old would he be?
Phil Oakey, what a song.
Wasn't he the one that had the hair coming down over his eye for ages?
Yes, it was, yeah. I have to say, what a song. For that ad, I still like that ad that's on Sky Sports now. It's a bunch of sort of hipster lads. It's a cider ad.
Oh, yeah,
and they're singing
it,
an acoustic version of it. It sounds very well.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
I didn't think you watched the ads. Didn't think you watched telly.
When the football, you see.
Oh, right.
That's the only time I get to see
when
them.
When the online forces you to watch the ads.
Half-time of the matches on Sky Sports. That's when I see them. That's basically the only ad I've seen for years is, we'll all be together. Right, okay, what age is he? He's gone, right, so, what year did that song come out? There's a good
start. That came out in 84.
That's 1984, right. He's 63.
Oh my God, 64! The tension. I don't know if I'm able for this. Right.
I was going to say 64!
Right, this is the last official one, and then I'm going to give you a selection, right? But the last official one, very topical, even though it's going to hurt. It'd be a strange one if you did get it right.
Right.
Liverpool footballer.
Oh, God. Nothing ever comes good out of these, fellas.
Roberto Firmino.
Firmino?
Yeah.
Right.
Very underrated, to be
very
fair
underrated
to him.
Fella.
Yeah.
He's definitely
Mane
young.
And Salah and all that get all of the...
They do, yeah. It's because there's so many of them are good, and that's it's so
annoying.
So terrible to watch such talent in that squad at the moment.
Imagine it was a Liverpool footballer that won you a day off.
Be about time.
That's bittersweet. That is.
Jeepers, this is right. Okay, let's say right.
So he's a current footballer, right? So straight away, you're in the right sort of age.
He's in his 20s, say his late 20s, right? So it's the 20s, say. So I'm gonna say he's like fart anyway. I don't know anything about him. 27. No, he's younger than that.
No, he's not. He's 28.
Ah! Jeep!
Oh my God!
Ah!
Literally, two off the post.
I can't believe
this. So this is it then. This is it, right?
This is an unbelievable run.
This is it. So here's your selection, right?
Oh.
So, you're a dedicated follower of fashion. You can have fashion designer Donna Karan.
Never heard of him.
Right, forget it's a woman, but doesn't matter. You can have famous singer, you know, Boys of Summer and all of that, Don McLean.
Don't know him either.
No, that's not Don McLean, is it, Boys of Summer? It doesn't matter, forget it, right, it doesn't matter. So this is the one you're probably going to go for, right? Because you're a secret West Ham fan, aren't you?
I am a little bit.
You are a secret West Ham fan. And it's West Ham legend Trevor Brookings' birthday today.
Oh my god.
Now obviously he's of the older generation, but he's literally maybe West Ham's greatest legend, Trevor Brookings.
Oh my god, I have no rashers.
What?
I have no rashers.
Right, well then,
I can see his face.
Do you want to go back to Don McLean and Donna Karan?
No, never mind him. I can see his face, but you know the way you can't pop him into an era at all. Oh, fart, anyway.
This could be it, though.
Right. Don't let me down now. Don't do a Firmino on me. I'm talking to myself. This is ridiculous. I'm going to go that he's 63.
71.
Ah, for God's sake. The one time I kicked it into the crowd. Jeez, it was going so well.
That's Eternal. I want to be the only one here at Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's just 11 minutes past 7 o'clock Wednesday morning, 2nd of October. Good to have you along, folks. 087-188-0008 as always if you want to give us a shout. Right now we're just going to go live outside to our external microphone just to have a little listen to the way the things are progressing.
Listen to that.
That's just the that's the start of it there. Oh, starting to get a bit. Ooh, that
storm,
sounds like
a storm is coming.
I think so.
There's no doubt about it.
I think we need an expert opinion.
And that's him. That's Alan Carlo Weather.
That's him in the background.
Playing in the keyboard.
He does that. While he's doing his weather forecasting.
Not only is he a maestro of weather, he's a maestro on the keys as well, on the ivories.
Alan O'Reilly, good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What is the story with you? This, of course, Alan O'Reilly from Carlo Weather, the man that he's become our go-to man.
The most accurate weather predictor of all,
Are you officially a celebrity weatherman, Alan?
Infamous weatherman, maybe.
Right, infamous will do.
That'll do.
Infamous will do.
So, we prefer that.
So tell us, Alan, what is happening? All the talk. Is it going to hit us? Is Lorenzo going to get us, or is he going to pass by us? What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, he's certainly going to get it. We're going to have the calm before the storm today, though. It's going to be a lovely day. It's pretty Baltic out there, though. It's just 0 degrees at my weather station in Carlow. So it is going to be the calm before the storm. Lorenzo is just hitting the Azores at the moment. He's still a Category 2 hurricane. He's got bigger, actually. Well, he's weakened a tiny bit in the centre. He's actually got bigger overnight.
Right.
Now, tropical storm force winds are now up to 630 kilometres wide.
Oh, my God. Wow. I have no idea what that means. It just sounds huge.
I never heard of a wide wind before.
275 kilometres wide, to give you an idea.
Wow! So it's oh my god!
Right, so you're talking. Yeah. So he's got winds bigger than us. Three times
our size, nearly.
Oh my god,
that's incredible.
So what does that mean then? What's the actual effects going to look like on Ireland?
Yeah, so he's going to come up along the southwest, follow up along the west coast. The question is, which is hard to nail, is where is he going to take his handbrake turn? Because the weather models have him taking a handbrake turn, turning back southeast. The worst of the winds will be just on the south side of where he takes that turn. Now, at the moment, that looks like mainly Galway, Mayo and Sligo, but possibly Clare and Kerry. So somewhere between Kerry and Donegal, he's going to have the strongest of the winds on the south coast, or south part of that, on the west coast. That's going to be bringing very, very strong winds into the west coast, but it will move through then. He'll then head across the country. Now, he'll be weakening as he does that.
Right.
But you're still talking about very strong winds. So it'll start off kind of windy tomorrow morning, and people will think, you know, oh God, it's a bit windy. And then it'll actually die down, and they'll probably think, oh, that wasn't so bad. But that's only him warming up along, running up along the west coast. It's when he takes that handbrake turn back in that he's really going to start hitting us.
Wow.
And that'll be Thursday night. The good part is it'll be probably mainly overnight that the worst hits. Also, some very heavy rainfall, risk of some thunderstorms embedded as well. One of the big issues is sea swell. There's going to be an absolutely huge sea swell from this storm on the eastern side of it. So coastal areas are going to be at risk of some coastal flooding.
Wow, so we could lose our PJ, could we, in a sea swell? He's out there in Dunleary, I mean. Is there any chance he could be washed away?
he should be all right on the east coast, but I wouldn't be going near any coastlines from Thursday.
Right,
Friday afternoon.
Leave your wellies in the house, PJ, right?
Don't you worry about it, yeah?
Good.
Jeebus, so it's going to be pretty bad then, yeah? No, and you're saying don't get too complacent then, because we get a bit of a blast, then it's going to ease off, and then the real blast, like you've been calling it, the handbrake turn is on.
Yeah, exactly. So the Met Aaron will be issuing weather warnings this morning, most likely yellow, orange, and possibly maybe on the coastal area some red. So we'll have to wait and see what call they make on that. But heed the weather warnings, because Lorenzo is not to be messed with. He is a serious storm. If he takes that turn a little bit later and comes in kind of into South Donegal, then hopefully the worst of it might miss the east coast, because he'll weaken kind of quicker as he comes down along. But really, everywhere is at risk of some very heavy rain and some strong winds. And obviously, this time of the year, the trees are still in full leaf, ground is pretty sodden, fallen trees, the usual things to be afraid of. But hopefully the worst will have cleared by the time most people wake up on Friday morning.
And right, come here, okay. This is the most accurate winter storm of all. Like, it was literally summer the day before yesterday. And then Lorenzo arrived on the 1st of October. Like, it was incredible timing, really, isn't it?
Yeah, he kind of has been hanging around just waiting for October to come in so he could come up along. He actually came out of Africa 9 days ago as a storm. So if you want to blame anyone, blame the Africans. That's where he came from.
I don't think that's a very safe idea now on the radio, to be blaming Africans for anything. I'll be honest with you.
You get yourself into all sorts of trouble. It'd be, I tell you something, the storm that followed that would be worse than
Lorenzo.
Yeah,
the Lorenzo, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Right, listen, Alan, good talking to you as always. So there's no question about it. Lorenzo is definitely coming to some degree, and probably not very good degree. We're definitely getting a nasty Thursday out of it at the very least.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully, as I said, the worst overnight Thursday night. But no, don't be complacent. Lorenzo is a serious storm, very large, still going to be very powerful when it comes up along the west coast and then head in. And it is going to track right across Ireland. So everywhere is at risk.
Right.
Oh, okay. Something to look forward to, eh? Light the fire then, maybe.
There you go. Our very own infamous weatherman, Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather. Good talking to you, Alan. Take care of yourself. Cheers, man.
Cheers, lad.
Thanks a million, Alan. Take care.
Right, there you go. That's the story. Lorenzo was a-coming.
I will. The only sort of... this guy knows his stuff. He's been brilliant for us every time he's come on. The only thing that I would put a little bit of shadow on is it'll hit somewhere between Donegal and Kerry. That's a little... you know, he's given us quite a broad area
well,
there.
Well, in fairness, it is 600 kilometres wide.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But he's never let us down before, yeah.
So what you're basically saying is if your pilot turned around and said to you, listen, I'll land somewhere between Kerry and Donegal, you'd say, right, well, I'm not sure about this airline.
Can you give me any sort of county guideline?
Movie classic from Bill Medley and Jennifer Warren's Time of My Life here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. 7:22 on this Wednesday. 087-188-0008 on the WhatsApp if you want to get us. And a few people actually have pointed out a potential problem for you and I, PJ.
What's that, Neil?
Well, they were pointing it out for themselves, but it just reminded me that we kind of fall into this category. Because look at this. We got a WhatsApp in from Paul in Clare. He says, I drive bin trucks in Clare.
Yeah.
I start at 3:30 in the morning. Am I shagged for Friday? You know what I mean? Another way he was saying the worst of it is through the night.
That's right, yeah.
Whatever, going into Friday morning.
Well, and 3:30 in the morning is really the night time for normal people, yeah? I know.
Literally, JP has said the same thing. I drive through the night in Kerry. And then, I mean, like
you and I
drive kind of through the night to get here for the morning. I mean, I'll be coming down from the mountains. He'll be down the mountain when, you know.
Every day.
So, like, you know what I mean?
I know,
What if I can't get one of the unicorns down the mountain?
I think it looks like on the East Coast it won't be. Although he did say then, he says in the other breath, he says, don't be underestimating Lorenzo. He's got a bite to him, so yeah.
Who knows?
I guess you're going to have to just stay here under the table again like you did with the Beast in the East, do you remember?
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Right, so I'll move out of my house, but you and Michael you'll stay in your house.
Well, we'll do our best. Like, we didn't make it last time, but you were great on your own.
You know what I mean? Thanks very much.
And in
so you'll drive your car out of your driveway, go, oh my God, sure, you couldn't go out with that. Go back in.
Yeah.
That's what you did the last time.
I had to get the guards and everything involved.
Michael set up a little microphone in his house. He'll be sitting there with his slippers on.
Yeah.
You know, the lovely Sinead giving him cups of coffee all the time.
Yeah.
And going, yeah, Jim, I'll be here if you need me. Just give us a shout. You want that now with the papers written? And poor sod me be working.
That's what we do every time there's a storm. I mean, you're suddenly getting upset about it now.
Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way here at Classic Hits. 22 minutes to 8 o'clock, as I say. Dustin and Eric Lawler on the way after 8. Looking forward to that. And also the hit bit to come ahead of that. So if you want to get involved, 087-188-0008, you can get us on WhatsApp. Don't need your guess. Just need to know that you want to play.
Yeah, just let us
know.
And
what should we
play
for again?
€820. So I think that's it, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
Lovely. Right, today, apart from being the calm before the storm and all that sort of stuff, it is also apparently Name Your Car Day.
It's Name Your Car Day. If you haven't christened your car, today is the day to do it. There are people out there that have always done this. I know one person in particular names absolutely almost anything in their life.
Really?
Everything has a name. Yeah, everything's
personalised. I've never done it now. I've never named a car.
I have, yeah. Motorbikes now. I've named motorbikes, yeah.
Have they been like cheesy naff names? Or like what sort of names?
How do you name something inanimate and not have a cheesy naff name?
Well, I don't know. You might have turned around and called your motorbike Tony.
Harry.
Harry?
Yeah.
What the
Yeah.
Harry Honda, was it?
Harry the Honda, yeah.
Harry the Honda.
That's the rule of naming things. It has to be...
There has to be a bit of alliteration there.
There has to be... The initials must match.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So if it was a... So it'd be Ken the Kawasaki.
There you go. Now,
it'd be... I can't think of it for Yamaha.
Even with me dogs.
Yamaha.
Even with me dogs. Stella, the Staffy. Wendy, the Weimaraner.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is that just to make it easier for you to remember?
No, that's the way it works. Jim the Jackass is the way I'm looking at you now.
You've Tony the Toaster, Fred the Fridge,
Mickey the Merc.
You call your current Batmobile Mickey.
This is Mickey Tree.
Well, in fairness, I mean, some people say it is kind of like, you know, when you're compensating, but I mean, I don't want to go there with that.
Well, this is me toward Mickey now. So, I'll have you know that. This is me toward Mickey. Well, Mickey was the America I got. That was a very old one. And,
right.
I loved it, but it was so old and it had nothing but trouble.
Yeah. Do you name your car, Mike? Have you got a...
No, I mean, it was hard to rhyme anything with Renault.
Ronnie the Renault.
Yeah, you just need an R. It doesn't have to rhyme. Yeah, you just need a matching initial, I think.
Oh. Well, in PJ's
world, this is just the way I do it, yeah.
Yeah, that's the way you do it. No, I never did, I have to say, no.
No. Oh. No, I just thought you might have had, like, I don't know, like, the, I don't know,
huh?
The dream machine. Or
no, I know what you mean, yeah, I know, yeah,
the Renault
yeah.
Megane isn't a dream
machine. Yeah, my old man used to do that. He had this battered old Ford Cortina, and battered, an estate version. It was all moss and all growing around the windows of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing, if it went over 10 mile an hour, it blew smoke all over the neighbourhood. And he called it the Blue Board.
Oh, yeah.
We're going out on the Blue Board. That was his name. Yeah, so
you can imagine,
I know
lads,
what you mean.
Lads with, you know, old vans and stuff calling it, you know, the Love Boat.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I mean? The Passion Wagon.
There's all
know
of that
what I'm
shit.
Saying?
Getting into the, yeah. Going into the, yeah, I know what you mean. So there's loads of that, but it is a thing. Today is the day to do it. So it's an official day, Name Your Car Day. If you haven't done it, would you do it? Or what would you call it? Or have you done it?
And yeah. Loads of people, to be fair, I think.
There's a lot more people out there with named cars and named items in their life, generally speaking, than would care to admit it. I'm saying that. You and Mike
Grant, what other named items
you don't
do you have
any sentimental sorts of thoughts towards anything inanimate. I do.
Right. Well, like you'd have a name for your sofa and all, would you?
No. I call it a couch. Karina the couch. No, that's a bit too much. But like,
so what else? What other inanimate things?
For me, it's vehicles. It's
right,
a vehicle-friendly thing. You know, and obviously dogs, because a dog without a name is very sad.
Yeah, no, dogs in fairness.
But yeah, it's vehicles, yeah. I'd like me cars, me motorbikes through the years.
Yeah.
And some of me bicycles have had names.
So, like, okay.
Yeah.
Any kind of significant names? Or, again, just sticking to your rule.
Well,
of,
I had Ripley the Ridley.
Ripley the Ridley.
Yeah, it was made by really Ripley the Ridley because I was a fan of aliens.
Okay,
and it did make me feel like I was being possessed some of the times.
What was your BMX called?
I never named a BMX, which is shocking, isn't it?
Oh my god!
I never got attached to them because they get thrown around the battle too much. If it was going to hurt the bike that much, imagine what it would do to me.
Yeah.
So I never named a BMX. Yeah, unfortunately, I never thought of that. So there you go.
Right, we'll have to go and search then. If anybody has a good one, I mean, obviously there's I'm sure there's loads. There's somebody who calls their laptop Guthrie. Guthrie.
That's gas. And look at that now. Scarlett the Starlet. That's a great name for a car.
That's not bad.
Now
at all.
You're talking.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The type of thing you'd be needing to do. It's got everything's right there.
There's a brilliant name. Look at that. Who's that? That's a regular who texts in. Let me just find out who this is again. It's Tony. Northside Tony.
Says, yeah.
His wife calls her Mini Cooper Sheldon.
Ah, that's pretty good.
From the Big Bang. Now that's absolutely, you see. That's spot on.
And
spot
see, once on. You get something into it, then you know the way people, there's a very, like, what are we in? We're a very sort of consumer culture now.
Right.
You know what I mean? People buy a reg plate more than they buy a car. You don't get attached to it. You know, people are all like, oh no, boys, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like 191s and 2s they're buying now, and I'm rocking around in a 1.3. Oh no, I can't be having that. It's getting, but if you name your car and your person, like, you don't want to let go of it then. It
becomes
a little piece of the family. It makes it a little bit more special for you, I think. Naming things like that.
Yeah.
And then you don't want, you know, to see me looking at a new car.
You're trying to make me feel better about the fact that I drive around in a 12-year-old banger.
Or Barry, as I call it.
KC and the Sunshine Band and Give It Up here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. About to play the hit bit, but the question is, PJ, what way are you going to do the jingle this morning?
Oh, you know something? I'm going to follow my nose. I'll surprise you. I've got something up my sleeve. I just don't know what it is yet.
It's one of them, is it? So it'll come as much of a surprise to you as it will to the rest of us.
Maybe. I did have a plan, but Mike's in making me nervous again. He's looking at me.
Classic Hits.
And now, the hit bit with the National Card Center. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcenter.ie.
Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
I don't know what that was, but it was very good.
What was that?
That was operatic.
Oh, very impressive.
It was operatic.
Soprano, sort of.
Well, yeah, okay, whatever. I would have gone for more opera. We can just soprano will do, because it's sort of a mix between Jimmy Somerville and Black Swan.
Do you know what? I got to give that a clap.
Yeah,
that was really
very
good.
Impressive. You held the nose and everything.
You did, yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah, okay, it was better getting out than it was going in, I'll give you that much. But I you know what I mean? It was definitely a different experience.
I don't know what that means, but thank you for that. Better going out than it was going in.
Well, you know, I found the nose eventually, I think.
Right, so let's do it then.
€820 is what it is on the classic hit bit this morning, which sounds like this. Okay, I'm killing it now. Joe Duffy. Joe Duffy, of all people, is going to play.
You could have done his name in full operatic.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, something. I think it leaves off a little bit now.
Yeah, I think we should leave it there, Jim.
Yeah, let's not milk it, eh?
Anyway, Jim, talk to Joe. He's there. Yeah. How are you, Joe?
Hello, Joe! Oh, don't say
we've lost. Oh, no, he's gone, is he? We lost him.
Yeah.
Joe,
I hear him coughing.
No,
yeah,
no.
I'm here.
Oh,
good man, Joe. You all right? Did you get a frog in your throat?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
No worries. How's things with you today, anyway?
Grand.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff. What's your plan for the day ahead? Are you going to be inside or outside?
Inside working.
All right. You sound thrilled with it. Don't blame you.
Yeah, I sound thrilled. Yeah.
Have a go then. We try and give you some money. What do you reckon, Joe?
Boy meets girl waiting for a star to fall.
Well,
right,
yeah, okay, good song. What do you reckon, Mike?
I wish I could say yeah. But I can't. It's wrong.
What's wrong, is it?
Yeah.
He's doing the Joe thing.
Anyway, go to the website, classichist.ie, because that's where you belong.
Oh, for God. Joe, I can't apologise enough this morning.
Sorry about that, Joe. Listen, keep at it. Good talking to you, man. Cheers. Bye bye.
See you, Joe.
Just got a little, you know, one of those tingles of cringe.
Yeah.
Your face, it kind of runs down.
I know. It's great. In fairness, his complete lack of being impressed was. It kind of added to the weight of it. So it did.
Right, Joe gave you the kind of the oral equivalent of a hard stare. Really,
he did,
after
really,
that,
yeah.
It's kind of
completely, complete silence, fella boy. Is it wrong, is it?
Still hurting here.
Right,
so it's going to be Laura. Laura Cromin in Limerick. How are you, Laura?
Hi, good.
Yeah, what's the crack with you today? What's your plans?
Work.
Yeah, of course. I always ask, but it's like I always know the answer at this stage anyway. Are you going to be inside or outside?
Probably a bit of both, because I work in a crèche.
So Oh, right. Oh, you've got your hands full, so. Well, let's try and give you €820 this morning, Laura. What do you think?
Is it Sweet Dreams, My LAX by Rachel Stevens?
All right, okay.
Right.
Okay, so Rachel Stevens, Sweet Dreams, My LAX. Good tune, yeah. I mean, what could you do with this cash? You could go on a holiday, a car, whatever. Oh, my God, all the sweet dreams. It's wrong.
You know, like, lads. If you apologise before you do the joke, you're never going to get...
I've lost my mojo this morning.
I think Joe's hard stare
I need to take a lie down. I need a coffee now.
Yeah. When you apologise before, like, you know, okay, I'm sorry, but...
I have to deliver this. It's part of my contract.
You're hurting us all when you do that.
Laura, listen, take care of yourself. Have a good day. Keep at it.
You too.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
See you, Laura. Thanks.
Yeah, that is what, like, Yeah. But I'm really sorry, but I have to tell you this.
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
It's like, it's like breaking bad news to somebody.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. Are you all
Mike's going
down?
To do his puns in the form of a telegram in future.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Delighted to be able to welcome a couple of old friends to the show. We got the brilliant Eric Lawler and we have got the one and only Dusker.
And you got this! A winning old friend, I know.
He does like to make
stop about to say hello. Come on, PJ. Will I still see suspicion like a rhinestone cowboy? Riding the old on a horse. Jim, come back. Jim, come back. Jim.
Oh, my God. Jeez. I don't think we'll be required for the rest of the season.
Yeah, don't even ask questions. Just I just want you two go at each other for a little while. Yeah. So, congratulations. Thanks for coming in. You have a play.
That's why I'm wearing a cravat. See, goes with me plumage, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I got into one of those. It's sort of like, well, it's a play, but it's sort of like, I suppose it's like, who do you think you are? That show meets Love Island meets 12th Night. It's that sort of mixture. But we're on down the Viking down in Clontarf, and it's just absolutely rapping. Absolutely rapping. Yeah. And a 4FM listener special, all tickets €15.
Which
is the price anyway, but fair play.
Yeah, I know.
You know when you get those Abbey actors and stuff, and they say, give me the play in three words.
Or knobs, as you call them.
Your three words is very good value.
No, unemployed waiter.
So, first of all, I'm sorry.
Can I just get in here for a second and say to Eric, do you get to say anything in this play?
No, he does. I let him speak. George the Interval, he comes out and he does a bit of stand-up. The crowd usually go outside for a smoke, but I mean,
this is the easiest money you've ever earned, Eric.
Yeah, this is great. 3 weeks of rehearsals and a week and a half of the play, and this is the first time I've gotten to speak.
Who is he, PJ? Eric, he's after following me around the place.
But so what's the story then? What is the play actually about then? That's the first question we need to find out.
Well, there's the guy, right, Owen Colfer, right, who sold 25 million bukes, Artemis Fowl fame, right? Now, I was working that out in a euro buke, right, which means we worked it out as something like about 25 million, wasn't it?
It's about 25 million, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to kidnap him. So basically, Owen's pup came to me and said, look, I've got this idea about Dustin, you know, where you came from, who I really am. Because I have web feet, people always thought I was from Roscommon. There was a bit of Roscommon in me. So it's actually, it's not a spoiler alert. It's not Roscommon. I'm not from Roscommon. But there is a twist in the play where I mightn't be, like, allowed on Hill 16. You know, Hill 16 for Dublin only! Hill 16 for Dublin only! But it is one of them where there's a brilliant twist in it. It's just, you're at your granny's, come along, it's the best crack you'll have. It's a lovely imitator.
That was intimate theatre there, lads.
So what part in this play do you do? Well, like, what's your bit in this?
I play a character called Brady, who is Dustin's childhood friend, manager, dog's body, driver, pal.
We wanted someone who'd never acted before, and then we heard Eric was in Fair City for a season, so we got him in. But it's brilliant,
But you wouldn't want to have esteem issues, you know what I mean?
No. I was actually just about to ask if this is a true story, but I think I'll keep that question to myself. Yeah.
Now, look, it's the best. Look, it's the best crack you're going to have. We've had a standing ovation every night. Joe Duffy was in. He's raving about it. I was actually really because I thought he was dead for one. but he was, and he was laughing. It's like, because we have actually a bit of a. We have Bono.
Bono's now into play.
Bob Geldof.
Bob Geldof.
Christy Berger. Who else?
Caroline Marlahan, Deirdre O'Kane.
Caroline, go on, you're a good thing.
Louis Welch.
And some celebrities. But no, it's just a brilliant. I've done loads of things. There's a bit of nostalgia, but it's looking forward as well, you know. Like, it's not all just, like, it's where I've come from, where I've been. Like, it's all me chippers, me taxi companies, me dusting ties, me number one CDs, the nine of them, and then basically the balls up that Eurovision made. Let me go to Eurovision.
You actually, fair play, you actually still, it's talked about, we do the CSI area regularly, you come up, Dustin, and they talk about that. You ruined, in fairness, the Eurovision for Ireland.
Me and Johnny Logan, And your man Dana. But in fairness to Dana, the way he came back with the extra bit extra, did the Dana International thing and won it again. I mean, you gotta, you know, hats off.
Right, I think it's still available for this, because like I said, it is an intimate tier.
Yeah,
until the 12th of October is the last day, is it?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah. Just get your bum down to Clantar.
To be honest, it's not a kid's play. It's not for little kids at all.
Is that a warning now?
It's come along with people. Now, some people we were playing and going, it's Dustin, that might be just for little kids.
It's sort of what I've been doing since I left the den, sort of thing. Yeah. Besides signing on a few different dole offices, it's different things. Like, so, you know, it's just come along, you laugh your hoop off.
Dark in places. It's very, very poignant.
Is that because it's a very small theatre?
Yeah, the lights go out. It's can be quite dark and it's very poignant. There's moments where, like, my kids came last night and they were like, "Jeez, Dad, I didn't expect it." It was hilarious, but there's bits where you're kind of a lump in your throat, almost emotional. Wow. Like,
could
you
tell a lad the truth?
You're telling the truth, yeah.
What are you laughing at, you? Do you not speak the Queen's English?
You'll have to bring oxygen to this show. So it's running until the 12th of October at the Viking Theatre in Clontarf.
In Clontarf. So, I mean, if anyone's worried about Clontarf thinking it's miles away, it's not. If you get the 1:30 bus from Abbey Street, get you out in 10 minutes, it drops you right outside the sheds there in Clontarf, and get up there, pay a 15 euro, and have a great night. No, right, doesn't.
There's an interval, is there?
Is an interval?
There's an interval. What are you laughing at, Jim?
I don't know.
You're mocking my accent. All I said is an interval.
Justin, the best of them. It's called the comeback vehicle, by the way, just in case you want to sort of Google it or anything like that. But you don't need to know much other than you need to get to the Viking Theatre in Clontarf.
It's a special offer for 4FM listeners. We have no tickets to give away as prizes. So if you phone in now, or if you're from Roscommon Fax.
Billy Joel, Uptown Girl, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. How do you come back after that?
I'm exhausted now. I mean, just listening to him, it makes you exhausted. He's just a bundle of energy, isn't he?
Unreal. Dustin the Turkey, Eric Lawler, the comeback vehicle is what it's called. It's in the Viking Theatre in Clontarf. Runs until the 12th of October. It sounds like an absolute must.
Sounds
see.
Great. I'm going to go in on Saturday night to have a look at it, because after that, oh my God.
I mean, how could you not go?
Gonna have to bring in some oxygen and everything for myself and anybody else there, yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
I've never seen Eric Lawler so quiet.
I know, that's the gas thing. Yeah, yeah. Poor old Eric struggling to get a word
in. And he's no shrinking violet.
No.
Yeah,
no, he's
so
not.
There you go.
He's not. Anyway, brilliant stuff. Viking Theatre, the comeback vehicle is what it's called. Dustin and Eric Lawler starring in it. And in fairness, like, that's serious heritage. Owen Colfer writing them. Like, I mean, you know, writing the play.
Yeah,
25
yeah.
25 million books sold. Like, that's a serious kind of heritage to come from, isn't it? For any play.
I don't know where to go with it.
Like, I know.
I don't know where to go with it. The whole thing is just sounds so spectacularly mad. I'm just looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, brilliant. And always brilliant having them in. Right, listen, still to come, of course, we've got the breakfast table quiz. That's on the way for you. We'll have a bit of CSI after 9 o'clock as well. If you want to give us a shout this morning, 087-188-0008, you can get us on WhatsApp. Yeah, one of PJ's favourites, of course, associated forever and ever with the Rocky movies.
Oh, what a... Brilliant.
Survivor,
series
Eye of the Tiger. Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Just 23 minutes to 9. Breakfast table quiz on the way. Lots of people looking to get involved, because in fairness, it's a decent score to try and beat. Only 8. You could be heading off for a nice two-night hotel stay. 087-188-0008. Let us know if you fancy playing. In the meantime, turns out that the old typing skills. Typing's one of those things that you don't really think about anymore. Nobody does typing anymore. You don't really learn to type anymore, do you?
I don't know. Not in the same way you used to. Remember, like when you used to go off to a typing course, you'd sit there with a typewriter. You'd hear them all battling away.
And you'd be shown, you know, what letters with what fingers.
What fingers, no.
You know my famous typing thing when I'm on the computer outside? Like I can only use like 3 fingers.
Oh, right, yeah.
To get that and done. I always use, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
I think I'd be a 4-finger man now that I look at myself here.
Would you?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. One, it'd be as quick. Like, it actually slows me down the more fingers I get involved in the situation.
I'm kind of with you on that. But apparently, of course, the other thing is the typing stuff has come into its own on the smartphone.
Smartphone. And now they're saying that people on smartphones are almost as quick as the wizards. on the I was going to say typewriter again. My head is like firmly landed in the 1980s.
It used to be something that you were judged on how many words per minute.
How many words per minute? Yeah. So the average, like, people can get up to about 100 words per minute on a computer keyboard, right?
Right.
And that is bloody good going, right? That's really good going. But they're now saying that people can get up to it's actually shocking when you think about it, right? Have a guess how many words a minute young people can get onto a phone.
Now, hang on a second. Are they using proper language or is it young people language? Like one letter?
No, like typing. So regardless. So if you were to give them a piece of script, they have to copy even.
How fast they could do it?
Yeah, in a minute. On a phone.
I'm always amazed by, like, because I'm still one of those people who, you know, reads back and changes, you know, checks the grammar.
Of course,
you'd
be doubting yourself.
Puts in the apostrophes and
all. Of course,
all
that's Jim all over. Oh, Jim. I wonder, does that make it sound like I don't like the way they made the dinner?
I hope they wouldn't take offence by that.
Jim be the lad now, he'd spend an hour dictating a text message and go, I'll just give them a ring.
Right, okay, but I'm always amazed by how fast. I mean, like, even you, like, you know, when it comes to doing social media stuff, when you're putting up an Instagram post or a tweet or something, right? And, like, I take forever.
You think too much about it.
And it's like, it's over. The time has passed.
I know, you're thinking too much about it.
Right, I'd say, like, right, okay, so how fast could you, somebody, I don't know, what did you say is good?
100 is good on a keyboard now.
Right. 80.
85. Young people are banging out 85 words per minute, which is amazing. And of course, the younger you are, the better you are at it. So users aged between 10 and 19, they're the quickest because they've grown up with a mobile phone in their hand.
Yeah.
They've essentially never not had a phone, which is freaky in its own way when you think about it.
And a smartphone at that.
And a smartphone, yeah, for sure. Because we had those phones. Remember when you used to text back in the day? It was three letters per button.
Yeah.
And you'd be there, A, B, C.
That's right.
And then you'd have to wait for it to stop if you wanted to use the A.
And if you went too far,
That's bleeding out of it. Oh, for God's sake. Yeah, you'd be doing all that. So you'd have to, C.
Yeah.
Okay, now stop flashing. A.
Why is there two dots over that A there?
N, M, I'm after writing cam instead of can. It doesn't matter. You'll know what I mean. It was all that. And if you wanted to press numbers, oh my God, you'd be there for ages. So it was like we grew up with that way. So we grew up with nothing. We grew up with a fella hitting us if we drew with our left hand. With a pen.
You grew up with a phone that you had to, you had to wait for the dial to come back before you could dial the next number.
Oh my God.
If you had a 9 in it, it would take ages for the thing to come back around.
You're ringing the Chinese. Is it 8? 3. It's like playing a record. Like playing an invisible record. So we don't have the same abilities. It's not in us from the beginning. We have to learn it later in life with a different part of our brains, apparently. So people over 50 are the slowest.
Oh,
I can absolutely, I haven't seen Jim do it. I can absolutely say about 13 words a minute slower.
Yeah.
And then you add into the fact that Jim is overthinking what the other person might think it means.
That's why my life on social media is a day behind.
It's like, I swear to God, they haven't put as much thought into Brexit as Jim puts into a good tweet. It's amazing.
It's true.
So there you go. So, and they're getting faster. Young people are getting faster. They do say the quickest technique is the two thumbs. The two thumbs tapping technique. I'm a single thumb tapper, which is why I actually have text injuries. I know that's mad, but I do. My thumb gets very sore.
Yeah.
And then the back of my hand. It's called carpal tunnel syndrome. Is that what it's called? I get that in
and
the back of my hand.
Repetitive strain.
In my right hand. I have an awful repetitive strain in my right hand. And I get that from the thing. So
once upon a time, that would have led you down a totally different path. But
it's a text
injury, definitely.
Definitely a textual injury, yeah. younger, they just bang away the two thumbs, the fastest method. It's just mad that that's the way we are. That's how easy it is to communicate.
Yeah.
Remember, like, to communicate with your friends, you literally had to leave the house, call up, ring the doorbell.
Yeah.
How are you? Grant.
I was just wondering, are you going to be watching the match?
Yeah. Do you want to go for a race or something?
a race?
Yeah, remember, I bet you'd have new runners. And you'd hear about it through the grapevine. You know what I mean? Word of mouth would get to you.
Yeah.
Gyms have to get new runners. Are you serious? Jeez, I better call up for a race before breakfast, or before dinner anyway. I'll have me breakfast, so I'll call up and see if he's in for a race.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize that there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the ball. It's a Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's educational services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
This week we're sending you to the Fernhill House Hotel. It's a family-run country house hotel next to colourful Clonakilty. They've got excellent midweek packages available. You can check them out at the moment on their website, fernhillhousehotel.com. And if you happen to book one of those midweek packages, they throw in free passes to the Michael Collins Museum, because Fernhill overlooks the birthplace of Michael Collins. As I say, you can pick those up for free if you book one of their midweek packages available at the moment on fernhillhousehotel.com.
There you go. And it is 8 the score to beat, which means 9 or more and you're in the lead, which is kind of, well, it's pretty good going then.
Yeah, it's unusual.
This end of the week. So it's going to be Dave in Limerick that's going to have a go. Dave Mullen, how are you getting on?
Good. How are you?
Not bad at all. How are you?
Good, yeah.
Yeah. Any plans for your week ahead?
I'm on the way to college. It's UL.
Oh, very good. Right.
College in UL. Good stuff.
What do you study there, if you are allowed to ask?
Yeah, product design.
What design?
Product design.
Oh, product
design.
I actually thought you said political design. I was going, is this like a Brexit border thing or something?
I thought he said particle design. I thought, oh my God, he's getting sciencey. I won't have a clue.
Yeah.
Right, listen, Dave, the very best of luck with this, okay? It's a decent score to have a go at. We just need at least 9 correct answers. But obviously, if you can do even better than that, it would bode well for the rest of the week. So 60 seconds to do it. You good to go?
Cheers, yep.
Best of luck, mate. Here we go.
Hotel California was a pop hit for what group in 1977?
Eagles.
With what TV children's series was the Fat Controller associated?
Pass.
Thomas the Tank Engine. For which of his English football teams did Ozzy Ardiles play the most games?
Pass.
The Spurs complete the title of this James Bond film. You only live
once.
Twice. Which organisation is usually known with the initials WHO?
World Health Organisation.
Yeah, do electric eels actually produce electricity?
Yes.
Yeah, in the human body. What is your cranium?
Your brain.
It's your skull. In the song The 12 Days of Christmas, how many gold rings were there? Yeah,
4, 5.
According to the Bible, how many days did Jesus stay in the wilderness?
40.
They think it's all over. It is now. It said during the 1966 final of what event?
World Cup.
Yeah, in Rudyard Kipling's The Jungle Book, what was the name of the panther?
Oh, pass.
Bagheera, which spider gets its name from the habit of often eating the male after mating?
Black Widow.
That's the one. Some tricky ones again. They've been tough this week.
Yeah, it has. I'll tell you something. It doesn't look as though anybody's going to blow it out of the water, does it?
No, I don't
think
so.
What have we got today? 6 correct answers today. It didn't quite work out for you, Dave, but thanks for having
Thanks for having a go, though, Dave. Fair play.
Take care of yourself, man. Cheers. Bye-bye now.
So
it looks like it's going to be a tough week.
It does, yeah. They're not easy this week.
Yeah. 8 would have been easily beaten, but maybe not.
We'll see. I suppose, what would a particle designer know about the Fat Controller anyway? He's not even in his area, in fairness to him.
I wonder what products he designs.
Not trains, anyway.
No.
But that's not a product, is it? What am I talking about? Or maybe I'll shut up before I show myself up for being a complete idiot, as if I haven't done that already.
Right, so listen, it means that the bar remains at 8. That's all you got to beat at the moment if you want to be heading off for a fabulous two-night stay at Fernhill House Hotel, family-run country house next to colourful Clonakilty. I don't know why I struggle to say that so much, but anyway. Ideal if you want to go off exploring West Cork, and check them out, their midweek packages, all that sort of stuff, fernhillhousehotel.com.